Christmas is just around the corner, but with Tamaki Makaurau still stuck in level 3, many are wondering if they should be making any plans at all. The Prime Minister says Aucklanders shouldn't be cancelling plans to leave town for the festive season, and told media this morning she believes the city will be out of level 3 by Christmas. Despite that, some Aucklanders are preparing for a summer spent in their backyard. Ane te kairi poata, Katie Doyle.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
The sound of December, everywhere. Michael Bublé's Christmas album serenading you from almost every store. Trolleys full of presents and food. That one stressed family member who's left everything till the last minute. But what happens if you live in Auckland? Will we be able to have the normal Kiwi Christmas this year?
Not sure what's happening yet, so no. Probably be a picnic though, won't it?
Oh, not this year, because I have a whole bunch of family that live overseas and I'm the only one in New Zealand, so it looks like a Zoom Christmas for me.
With our Prime Minister Jacinta to drop the levels down, you know, all I want for Christmas is to have a normal Christmas, a normal Kiwi Christmas. But for this year, the answer to your question, possibly no, not a normal Christmas, meaning being behind my four walls through this lockdown, but can't complain if it's for safety.
It's not even in my calendar yet.
So will COVID be the Grinch that stole Christmas in Auckland?
Are we going to be out of this by Christmas?
Oh, I believe so, yes.
Would your advice to people in Auckland be don't book flights, don't book Airbnbs, don't plan to see the family outside of Auckland this side of Christmas?
No, that wouldn't necessarily be my advice.
The Prime Minister with that small bit of hope on breakfast shows this morning. So what do Aucklanders think? Will they be able to head to family outside of Christmas for the holidays?
Do you think that you'll be able to leave the Auckland border at any point?
Oh, I'm not fussed. If I'm allowed to go to Waiheke, that'd be enough for me.
I want to go home, / to Australia, but no.
That doesn't look like it. Maybe in late January.
The winterless north is a hot spot for Aucklanders in summer. Wayne Johnston manages a campground up there, Bland Bay, which draws plenty of big city dwellers every year.
People are still booking from Auckland. The majority of our campers here during the summer period are from Auckland, and some of them are second, third generation that have camped here.
He's hopeful Aucklanders will be able to cross the border. Camping revenue depends on it. But to get into Bland Bay campsite, everyone will likely need to be double-vaxxed.
We're just looking at the legalities of us enforcing people that come in camping to be vaccinated twice, 12 years and over. Because the last thing we want is to be shut down or to be a spreader of COVID up here in the north.
The Prime Minister says how to deal with the border around Auckland will be looked at by officials.
When it comes to the issue of the border, we're also doing additional work on how we can manage the competing interests of the rest of New Zealand where they predominantly do not have COVID cases, ensure their safety, but also acknowledge that Aucklanders will need to be able to move around.
With 2 months till the big day, many Aucklanders will be hoping they can leave the city and lockdown behind.